Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
No, I'm just got back from baby. We've been running all night long.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our good friend, Walter Kieschel III. The Lords of Strategy is his book. He is helping us and has been now for a long time as a member of our Brain Trust, understanding the concept of strategy. But we're putting a foundation under strategy today, aren't we, Walter? We're recognizing that strategy without capability is really like as a Texan say, all hat and no cattle,
right?
And so but as I was saying at the break, before we went to the break, is small business owners have always been about capability, because that's what we do. We're executors. We make things happen. We're real world meat and potatoes kind of business people. But maybe not too good on the visioning, the strategy, because we're so busy executing. We're so busy developing capability. And bigger companies maybe were a little too heavy on the strategy and a little less on the execution, a little more CEO-driven than grassroots-driven. What do you think?
I think that could be true. I mean, my advice to your listeners, as you've recapped in the past, has been, take some time out and try to think like a CEO strategist. I know it's tough for a small business person who's got all her hours of the day caught up in running the business. But there's also advice, I think, at the other end of the spectrum, which is maybe not just about you and you, the small business owner, but think about the people you have working for you, if you have some people working for you, and think about, do they have the skills to carry out the plan or the thoughts that you have for growing your business or making it more successful? A lot of those skills, big companies are now realizing, are really basic sort of face-to-face management skills, ability to have tough conversations with other employees or people that they may be supervising, or really good conversations with customers, or ability to have conversations where they listen to clients or customers and learn from them and then bring that back to the business, mm-hmm. so that they can filter that into the next round of thinking about strategy and growth.
I used to do that when I had my consulting business. I would migrate whenever I'd work with small businesses. I worked almost exclusively with small businesses in those days, mostly companies that were growth companies, and I would migrate. I would pollinate from one company. I wouldn't divulge any confidences or anything like that. But if I saw a practice that one company was using, I would pollinate that to another company, and that if it was just a general business practice, a capability like you're talking about.
That is one of the functions that consultants play,
yeah.
And it's also, I see it increasingly now in people getting together with peers or other people who are
mastermind groups, business roundtables.
Business roundtables, peer-to-peer
right.
network groups,
right.
where you got non-competing people but prepared to share ideas.
You
that's
got
another
the,
way.
Yeah, the alternative board. You've got what's the other one? The big one.
Corporate executive board.
I'll think of the other one in a minute. But there's a bigger one anyway.
Oh, Tapestry, and there are a number of organizations
mm-hmm.
that kind of foster this sort of peer-to-peer sharing. But that's another way that I think a small business operator can get some time off and deliberately carve out some time to think more strategically, because
right.
you get to be together with some of your peers and you can share with them your biggest problems.
But when you think of capability, when you use the word capability, are you thinking about, you're not thinking about critical mass like assets and things like that, are you? You're thinking about the team, the organization, the that kind of thing?
There are two kinds of capability that I think of. One is sort of technical capability. You know, if you're in the restaurant business, you got to make sure that your people have the capabilities to prepare food and right. serve it in a good way. But the other set of capabilities is more the face-to-face managerial and customer relations and client relations and vendor relations skills.
Right.
The ability to negotiate, the ability to listen to customers. I mean, one of the other big themes in strategy in the last few years is that companies have to get more nimble and adaptable, which, of course, small businesses are probably better at.
Once again, you guys are lurching uncontrollably back to Main Street.
Right. But one of the keys that the big companies have found that they have to be able to do to become more adaptable is to take the information that their sales reps who are out there in the market are getting about what's happening there, mm-hmm. or the people who are actually customer-facing and talking to customers. How do you get that information and bring it back to yep. the corporate headquarters where they want to make the strategy or make the plan?
Mm-hmm.
It's tougher than it looks in a big company, but it's absolutely necessary if you're going to respond quickly to the changes in the market, which are coming faster and all the time.
Believe it or not, the things that you're describing, I've been predicting for about 3-4 years now.
I can completely believe that.
And my point is, not to sound, I only bring that point that out, and that I've been saying, because I've said it on this show and I've written about it, that companies, that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. See, what you're describing is an entrepreneurial action. The last
absolutely.
Thing you talked about is an entrepreneurial action, meaning that you shed the structure and you focus on the essence, which in that case was the customer.
Right, the opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
but even
Walter,
hold on
that thought, because I would like for you to talk to us some more about that, folks. This is where I think down the road, I don't know how long it's going to be, but down the road there's going to be more parity, in my opinion, between big companies and little companies, and I look forward to that day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.